Janie Lee Grace. Welcome to the Natural Health and Sobriety Show on UK Health Radio. Hi, and welcome to the Natural Health and Sobriety Show with Janie Lee Grace. As you know, we like to cover a whole host of topics on this show. But you know, I think it's been ages since I've covered this one. It is the topic of pain, and specifically back pain and how we can manage it. And I thought, how brilliant to be able to bring you a very different approach to all of this. So I'm absolutely thrilled that my guest is Sophia Cupps. I've known her a long time. She is so incredibly knowledgeable. I'm really thrilled that she's entered the Platinum Awards as well with her great books and her program, which we'll talk about in the interview. If you have an opportunity, pop over to imperfectlynatural.com and click on the link there for the awards blogs, and you'll see a little bit there about Sophia, and you can vote for her in the Platinum Awards. That would be great. And just really do have a quick look at the stuff that's written there about her work and about the books, and treat yourself, because these are books to have on your shelf for sure. You know, that holistic approach, that's what it is really. But anyways, I'll let her share it all with you. Without further ado, enjoy the interview.
Welcome, Sophia Cupps, the go-to health expert in complementary and alternative medicine, also known as the Muscle Whisperer. Sophia, how are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you, Janie. Thank you for having me on board and doing this interview. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, it's so lovely to chat to you. So obviously I've known you a long, long time, but I haven't caught up in ages. So I'm really excited to hear about this work that you're doing. I'll just do the little blurb bit and then we'll get into it. Yeah. So Sophia is an innovator, visionary, holistic health and wellbeing coach, educator, trainer, and an industry leader in the treatment of mental health conditions, stress, and chronic back pain using an integrative medicine approach, which seeks to understand the individual mind, body, spirit, and applies many forms of evidence-based natural therapy to improve wellness. So that's the kind of official blurb. And obviously you're an author as well, best-selling books. What I really love about your work, and obviously what we're going to get into here, is this, the completely holistic approach, particularly to pain. Now, there'll be, you know, many people who, if they see, you know, a title that involves the words back pain, they will just automatically think, oh, okay, so we're going to be talking about different types of surgery and different types of medication. And for many people, that's literally where it ends, right? So the work you're doing is just, I just absolutely love it, because it brings in a much wider picture. It really, really does. Just tell us a little bit about your background first and how you got to doing this work that you're doing now, because for many years you worked actually physically doing treatments, didn't you?
Yes, I did. And that all changed during the pandemic when I went through 5 lockdowns and could no longer run clinics.
Yeah.
Which transferred the skills onto an online platform. But just to give you my backstory and to the listeners out there, I'll take you back to 1987. After a head-on collision with a drink driver on Christmas Eve, I sustained life-changing injuries and lost my ability to walk. And after medical intervention failed in my recovery, I used a holistic approach, and within 6 months, I was walking again. Now, when doctors didn't want to know how my recovery was possible using mindset and behaviour changes, I decided that I wanted to explore more about the power of the mind and how it can impact a person's ability to heal. So I went on a journey and invested the next 25 years in research and education to gain the knowledge I needed to help other people become empowered in their own recovery.
Yeah.
So the journey of started with 2002, where I developed LT therapy, which was the treatment that gained me the title of the Muscle Whisperer. Now, LT therapy stands for the Lancelotti Tribe Therapy, and it was named after my first successful patient, who was my mother, a nurse who had chronic lower back pain, and doctors back then couldn't do anything to help her, but my intervention did. So I created the therapy to really help people with chronic back pain and particularly non-specific low back pain, of which there's currently 85% of people in the UK
Wow.
who suffer from this condition. So they have no means of getting on top of it, you know, medically. They would go to the doctor and the doctor would just say, we've done x-rays, we've done scans, can't find anything wrong with you. So we put it down to wear and tear. And a lot of people didn't want to start on medication because they were as young as 25 suffering from that. 28% of the UK of sufferers with non-specific lower back pain are actually 25. So that's a very young age. And then it goes right up to 50. There's another 35% on top. So I decided to evolve my therapy into two parts. And the most important thing is people wanted to understand why the pain was there when medics couldn't find anything wrong with them. So part of my treatment deals with the psychological side so that people understand back pain. And the second part was the physiological side of releasing trauma in the muscles that causes the pain through massage. But as you know, I had clinics in Harley Street, London, and one in Bradford, West Yorkshire, where I live, and ran those clinics successfully collecting data on my findings, you know, the results from my clients. And I used an accredited NHS tool called Measure Yourself Medical Outcomes Profile, known as MindMop. It's a well-established tool, and it was a symptom tracker. So I was able to measure the improvement somebody had in clinic from the first session to the follow-up a week later. And we were almost getting 50% improvement. And I thought, now I know I'm good with my hands, but I didn't think I was that good. So there was something else that was happening in the process. And it really wasn't until lockdown March 2020 when I moved my, well, I didn't move. I had five clinic shutdowns. And clients were contacting me and saying, I can't get hold of my GP. I've got chronic pain. Can you help me online? And I thought, okay, I'll set up a Zoom and we'll talk through the pain. And I applied the methodology that I'd used in clinic around understanding online. And I was tracking the results and I got even more success. People's pain were improving rapidly just by using the understanding, the psychology approach.
Yeah. So
that's what then made me move on to a digital platform, and I created a Raise Pain program, which is being launched in October.
Yeah, brilliant. We'll talk more about that in a moment. I mean, there'll be people listening to this who have never, ever considered that there's any kind of psychological link or that there's any link to emotional well-being. So just sort of explain that for people who, you know, this will be the first time they've heard this spoken about. They, you know, literally will be in their mind drugs or surgery. They really won't understand this, you know, yet.
Absolutely. People always say, how can how I think and how I feel and my emotions and thoughts possibly impact my physical pain or create my physical pain? Well, it's simple. When people get stressed, they release the fight or flight chemical, adrenaline and cortisol. Yeah. And that has to go somewhere. So if they're not burning it off quickly, the adrenaline starts to convert into lactic acid and starts to collect around the big muscle groups in the body, which it tends to be the neck, shoulder, mid and lower back. And over time, that's days, weeks and months, this buildup happens because we know in research now that any point during the day, 80% of people are in a stress state. So therefore, they increase their chances of any form of back pain. So it's really important to manage your stress with daily mindset and techniques such as mindfulness and gratitude.
Yeah.
Because you want to really change the brain to focus more on the positives that you have in your life rather than what we've all trained our brain to think about, the negative state of things through anxiety, fear and catastrophizing and worrying about things you can't change or control. So those thoughts, how do they get linked to the muscle? Simply, they piggy bank on a system called muscle memory. And then those messages embed themselves into different muscle groups And we end up finding that they evolve into pain, and then we have trauma in the muscle that becomes that pain that we don't expect, that comes out of the blue. And we don't know how it got there. But that is the link through the muscle memory, how thoughts become things.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, we hear a lot, well, certainly those of us that are kind of aware of things like, you know, Louise Hay's book, You Can Heal Your Life, and those kind of works. You know, we know that often back pain, for example, can be a sign of not enough support. You know, that's a sort of a very obvious one. We don't feel supported, and there's a very literal connection there, right?
Yeah, 100%. I think the biggest issue I hear when I have seen my clients in clinic is, why can't my doctor tell me that story like you've just explained it?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't get listened to. But because the NHS is under so much pressure now, and they're starting to make a change. They're starting to listen to patients, but they haven't, and create facilities that are going to be able to put people in place, such as health and wellbeing coaches, to adapt that idea of, you know, dealing with the pain. The GP cannot do it all on its own, because he's just under pressure. People don't even, some people like Zoom, other people don't, but they just want to be listened to at the end of the day.
Well, exactly. And also, I think it's this concept, if you like, of being able to take a little bit of responsibility as well for yourself, for what's going on. Because, you know, with the best will in the world, you know, you've got whatever it is, 7 minutes with a GP anyway. And, you know, it's in the name, isn't it? They're a general practitioner. That's in the name. It's not possible for them to know every single nuance of this. And really, you know yourself. You're in, you know, if you can connect with your own intuition, you know what might be going on and how best you might be able to help release some of that yourself. Because as you say, that mind-body connection is so strong. I remember when I came to see you many years ago, and I had something going on. I can't remember exactly what it was, but I do remember that you immediately said to me, oh, there's something going on here in your, I think it was, I forget which side of my back, but you immediately said, and you'd only just kind of met me, you're working on my back, and you immediately said, oh, is there a woman in your life that's causing you massive stress right now? And I'm thinking, what? How does she know that? you know, what I had going on at that time was a huge burden of stress, huge burden of stress. And it was absolutely linked to a relationship. And you saw it in my back, without knowing anything about me, right?
Yes.
So, and which enables me to then recognize, oh, hold on a minute. So this stress and trauma and whatever was going on, this argument, this negative energy, you know, actually it is within my power to choose whether I want to continue to hold this amount of tension in my back, which is really debilitating, or whether actually I want to release this emotionally and forgive, or whatever I ended up doing, moving on, and releasing it in my body as well. You know, there's a direct correlation, right?
100%, Jane. And I do remember in 2016 what that story was, but and that connection. But just to give the listeners an idea, so the right side of the body in this, in my treatment, my methodology, not in any others, the right side anchors and collects, is female energy. The left side is male energy. So if you're a female, the right side of your neck is where you hold on to your adult stress, your day-to-day thinking. And in the shoulder, the right shoulder, is where we have important players like the relationship with your mother, relationship with sister, daughter, grandchild. So, and then further down the back, we've got relationships with females in your life. That could be professional people you work with, best friends, mother-in-law, sister-in-law, you know, those sort of relationships. And on the left side, it's all the male counterparts. So if somebody was having an issue with their, you know, they're a carer, they're looking after the mother, they feel very challenged by the situation, then the pain's going to show up in the top right of the shoulder.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we literally say it's a pain in the neck, don't we? Because it is. We say, you know, that person is such a pain in the neck. Literally.
UK Health Radio. The station that makes you feel good.
It used to be hard to find the world's most wonderful alcohol-free drinks. Not anymore. Whether it's a health thing, a lifestyle thing, or you're trying new things, make sure you save yourself from the guessing game of the supermarket shelves and shop with ZeroZilchZip.co.uk for the world's most carefully curated range of alcohol-free beers, wines, spirits, and more. Health Radio listeners can save 5% with the code HEALTH5. Visit ZeroZilchZip.co.uk or click our banner on the UK Health Radio website. Discover alcohol freedom with Zero Zilch Zip. Because nothing's better.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
And I usually use that analogy for partners, because if we've got a partner and he's male and he's on the left side of your neck, then literally our partners are pains in the neck. so the thing is, but you're feeding it without even realizing. So the important thing is about that empowerment. And as soon as you recognize, so through my program, there'll be different modules to talk the person through identifying where the pain sits, and then it allows them to think about the association they have with that person or that event or that problem in the life. So if it's financial, it'll be anchored on the left side of the mid back. You know, if it's bereavement, divorce, you know, all these things are anchored in different muscle groups of the body. And they'll be able to identify it and then start empowering themselves to release that trauma. And like you said, Janie, it's about taking control of the situation.
Yeah.
But when you go into a more fear-based, you start developing, releasing vulnerability, uncertainty. And certainty is one of our five human needs that we need to feel that. But it starts from what your values and beliefs are. So my program also connects you back to your inner self, your inner child, and that person lives in our subconscious mind.
Yeah.
And the lower back is governed by our inner child. So unless we get our story right, then we are putting fear into that 5-6-year-old, that little inner child of ourself.
Yeah.
So it is really key. And that's why my program empowers people to step up and say, look, you can do, these are a few simple steps. And it's not that complicated, but it's reinforcing the belief that you're able to do it, which I think people are looking for when they go to a medical person. But they just don't get it because the medic is a different mindset, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And so I know, as you say, you know, you're giving back responsibility. You're enabling people to, you know, to recognize what might be going on. This erase pain program then that we're talking about. So it's a digital program, as you say. And will this actually be delivered in some way by the NHS or in conjunction with the NHS? Because if so, that's amazing.
Well, it's interesting you should say that because at the moment, from the 1st of October, I'll be releasing the digital version with two private hospitals that have onboarded it for their patients. We've done a lot of research in the run-up to this and collected data to see its effectiveness, and it really is effective. And especially in pre- and post-operative recovery. That's another big area.
That's another very big area, yeah.
Simply because I've got lots of people, patients I know that are on 2-year wait lists for hip replacement, knee replacement. I've just seen a lady today for gallbladder removal, 9 months wait list. What's happening is the NHS recognise now that a third of people going in for these procedures are on the day of their operation, unfortunately, not medically fit to sit through it because their blood pressure is raised
right.
for whatever reason. So they get sent home, cost thousands of pounds for that.
Wow.
To go ahead. So they're really looking into now preoperative preparation, and they are doing that to a certain point. But Patients now want their own tools or solutions to be able to onboard and say, look, whilst I'm sitting here doing nothing, let's prepare my body and mind for that procedure. So I'm going to come through the other end. We know that patients who do preoperative preparation recover faster, they're on less medication, and I've got many case studies to support that. Are the NHS taking me on board? Well, we're in discussions right now.
Excellent. It's so needed, isn't it? It's so needed. I remember people listening to this will have probably heard me say, but years ago I was working with, in terms of some of the PR kind of stuff I do, I was working with a nurse, and she had trained in mindfulness, and she was working with some of her patients, and she did her own little study in inverted commas, and she found that when she was working with patients, it took less time to bring someone's pain down and to get them into a relaxed, pain-free state by using mindfulness than it did to actually check the notes, go to the medication cupboard, make sure the measurement is correct, administer the medication, wait for the medication to kick in. It was actually quicker. How amazing is that? But unfortunately, that didn't play well at all. You know, we won't go into details, but it didn't play out well. But perhaps that was a different time. And maybe now, we are going to be a little more open to using more holistic approaches, because surely that has to be the answer for someone to be able to manage their own pain in the moment, when it's acute, and to just have some concept of how they might even change this pain profile. It wasn't really a question, it was just a comment, but what one of the, when you said there about, for example, someone who might need something that's very obviously physical, like a new hip or something, how can someone like that, how can someone in that kind of position, what would be tips for them to manage pain? Clearly in that instance, it's not, in inverted commas, purely emotional, or at least it certainly isn't by the stage they need a new hip. So what can they do?
Well, it's a great question, because I just worked with a lady about 3 months ago, and she was going in for a hip replacement on the right side. And she noticed that when she catastrophized and started worrying and increased her anxiety levels, worrying about when is the operation date, when is it happening, she was like, she was just bringing up so much fear that it was feeding the pain. So we worked on reducing that quite quickly, with little takes of how do you visualize? Visualization is a great technique.
Yeah.
About, first of all, how do you get on top of the pain? You can use things like an ice pack to quickly get on top of it. Paracetamol obviously won't touch it for that degree of pain. If you have anti-inflammatories or painkillers that are prescribed, yes, go ahead and use them. But I think this lady wanted a more holistic approach. So she was doing things like keeping physically active, going swimming, walking the pain out almost. She was being very mindful of her level of pain, and she brought the pain down when she did, like you've just said, mindfulness. And even using EFT techniques very rapidly going to support that pain recovery. EFT deals with pain in a way of dealing with the anxiety that feeds the pain.
Absolutely, yeah.
So when we get out of that anxious state, we get that calming, everything, you then take control. Pain,
totally.
Pain doesn't control you. And that's really important. So the take homes with that lady I worked with, in a few sessions before she went for a procedure, she said, my mindset was so focused on my outcome and what I would be able to do after the procedure. Yeah. It enlightened me. It gave me a positive outlook. And I was running to the theatre almost.
Yeah, lovely. You know? I love that. And that's exactly it, isn't it? Because with pain, it is all about, it's that link to fear is when it gets really awful. I remember, obviously from having, from childbirth, when you are able to accept that you're going to experience pain, but you can manage it and go through it because you're focused on what's to come. It's for a reason. It's not just terrifying. Similarly, in the dentist chair, when you get a dentist who you trust and they're kind and they explain what's happening and they say, you know, just going to do this. It's going to be a really horrible loud noise. You're going to feel a shitload of water it probably won't feel very good and it might even hurt a little bit, you know, but don't worry. It's only a couple of seconds and you can raise your hand if it hurts. You know, in other words, if they support you, and you feel safe and supported and not in fear, you're able to cope with it.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
It used to be hard to find the world's most wonderful alcohol-free drinks. Not anymore. Whether it's a health thing, a lifestyle thing, or you're trying new things, make sure you save yourself from the guessing game of the supermarket shelves and shop with zerozilchzip.co.uk for the world's most carefully curated range of alcohol-free beers, wines, spirits, and more. Health Radio listeners can save 5% with the code HEALTH5. Visit zerozilchzip.co.uk or click our banner on the UK Health Radio website. Discover alcohol freedom with Zero Zilch Zip, because nothing's better.
The station that makes you feel good.
It's the fear, isn't it? It's when you feel out of control. That's when it's really terrifying. And unfortunately, doctors or, you know, bless them with the best will in the world, medics just kind of saying, well, I can't find anything wrong with you. You know, suck it up, have a paracetamol. It's kind of not going to help. That's going to leave you in fear.
Yeah, because they're looking at it now. I'm part of the Oxford Empathy Group, and we know that's a program where Professor Howick now is heading that, and he's teaching medics how to empathize with patients.
Oh,
because that's a gap there. That, you know, you go to the GP and that's what you want. You just want to be listened to.
Yeah.
And in that 7 minutes or 10 minutes, if he's listened to you, then he's going to give you it depends what you're looking for. For some people, they just want a prescription. But then again, are they looking for a prescription? And that medication has multiple side effects.
Exactly.
And they never get it right first time. They start you with a low, cost one. Because it works for a certain percentage of people. Then if you come back and say, I'm sorry, I had terrible side effects, it didn't work for me, then they'll start moving you up the ladder in, the better quality ones or that cost more. But, you know, they've got a budget, it's a business. And at the end of the day, as the patient, you have to have your voice, your say, and go in with an empowered approach rather than with a fear approach. And, you know, back in 87, I was 23. I thought doctors were gods. They had the last word and whatever they said was right. And I spent almost 32 years knowing that the main person who's right is you. That instinct inside, go with the gut instinct. It's always right. You trust yourself. But when that isn't your specialism, pain, then you go to the people you want to trust. And then that's when the barriers come up and we've got such a separate division, haven't we, in that level?
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think the government now have got a long-term plan over the next 5 years. It came out in 2020. They want to empower patients. They're setting up these processes now in primary care networks to bring in specialists like myself with my programmes, but it does take a while, and health and wellbeing coaches who will give that mindset approach to the patient if they want. And another exciting piece of research that just came out 3 months ago was that they found now that if you work, physiotherapy works best when you bring in psychological intervention.
Yeah.
So when you have pain education tools working alongside the physiotherapist, then that is the optimum recovery road for the person.
Yeah. That makes absolute sense. Yeah. So it's very exciting. It really is. It's a brilliant way of moving forward. And I really look forward to seeing, you know, the magic that's created. So it's the Erase Pain Program, EPP. That sounds massively exciting. You must tell us a bit about your books as well, because no less than three books. Tell us a little bit about one or all of them. The keys to unlocking your back pain. Tell us a bit about that, because this one is very much a self-help guide that I know you spent years researching the stuff that's gone into this book about, as you say, why back pain has become the silent epidemic of the 21st century, as we've just been talking about. So tell us just a little bit about that, what's in that book.
The first book is that the Muscle Whisperer.
The Muscle Whisperer, the keys to unlocking your back pain. Tell us about that one first.
That was my first book. And the reason I bought that out, Journey, was because I had so many patients constantly asking me the same questions about how to deal with pain. I thought, I'll tell you what, it's just simply write it all down in an easy, it was going to be a leaflet, ended up being about 14 chapter book or whatever it was. I started to think, oh, this is really good. Give them my backstory, show them how I did it, and then how they can do it. But then I didn't just give advice. There was about 9 case studies. These are real people I worked with in clinic over a period of time to show how they came in chronic pain for many years. They suffered pain, and by learning, going through my methodology and my treatment. Really, it wasn't the massage that did it. It was really the mindset change. And then from a mindset change, you have behavior change, patterns change. And that's what empowered them to recover. So that first book is really a helpful advice guide of how to get out of pain. And then the 9 case studies of people in different situations and backgrounds and how they and what they presented. And then after a few treatments, their recovery. And a lot of that is in their own words as well. So that was a really nice book. And then I followed that on a year later with the Desperately Seeking a Pain-Free Self, which is all based on the emotions and how pain is fed on how we think and feel. And everybody knows if they get up in the morning and they think they're going to have a bad day, guarantee you're going to have a bad day. And pain's going to show up somewhere in the body. You're either going to have, you're going to be off your food, you're going to have funny bowel or, you know, upset stomach, or you might do the opposite and eat more or drink more. So that book is all about linking that process of how thoughts become things in the physical body, and then helpful tools after each chapter about that. And the last book, Pain-Free You, Easy Ways to a Happier, Healthier You, is about how you can live to 100 pain-free. Yes, I'm an optimist. Can you tell? That was heavily, that there was a lot of research that went into that book. And it tells you from the minute you're born, before you're born, at fetus level from week 16, the fetus can feel pain. And we're onboarding our mother's emotions and feelings.
Yeah.
So it tells you the journey in decades of how you can onboard pain. And that's backed by a lot of research. So I really enjoy doing that.
Yeah. I find that really, really fascinating. I now do a lot of work with family constellations. And so we absolutely see this come out when we do family constellations work. In fact, I did something just a few weeks ago with a client who I was representing her grandmother. Her grandmother. And of course, I knew nothing at all about her grandmother. But in the family constellation, it's a very big topic. We can't go into it now. But just to skim over this little section, because it was fascinating. I was representing her grandmother. And in that energy of her grandmother, who obviously I know nothing about, knew nothing about, I felt myself completely stoop over. And all I could feel was pain in my lower back. It was the most bizarre feeling. And afterwards she said, oh my God, that was just absolutely uncanny, because that was exactly what was going on. My grandmother felt burdened all her life with various things. And even though she seemed physically well, and she was actually quite young, she always stooped and walked with a stick. It was just the most bizarre thing. It's fascinating, fascinating work. So yeah, amazing all of this stuff that you're doing. And I really look forward to seeing how it progresses. So yeah, just tell us how people can get in touch with you then, and what you are currently offering people.
Currently, I've got the Muscle Whisperer website, which they can go on board and check me out. And that gives you back my, you know, history and any press and media that I've done over the years and radio. That's www.themusclewhisperer.co.uk. However, my new website will be launched in September, which is www.mbhtraining.co.uk. And that one will have the Erase Pain program available to buy. Once you purchase it, it will be a 12 months. You've got it for life. But if you want to be part of a subscription, it gets updated every quarter with the latest research, gives you all the hands-on tools to and all the solutions you're looking for that you need to on board for not just pain management, but for everything you can imagine to do with the health, dealing with mindset, the physiology, weight loss management, you know, everything that we need. Mm. It will be on that site, and there'll be other tips and to help you get through the process of pain as well. And feeling empowered, that's the most important thing, especially pre and post surgery. And for me, if anybody would like to contact me, they can get in touch. And I'm happy to give you a 30-minute complimentary discovery call where we can talk through what the main pain issue is, and you know, what I can do to help you resolve it. So give you more of a personalised prescription, really.
Great. Well, I'll put all that in the show notes. Sophia, thank you so much. It's fantastic to talk to you, and really exciting to see the work that you're doing. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Jenny, for having me here today and sharing my work with your listeners.
Brilliant. Thank you.
Thank you, Sophia, and really appreciate Sophia doing an extra Q&A for our Sober Club members as well, which was hugely beneficial. It makes such a difference, you know, when you can just really get to grips with what's going on for you. If you're interested in joining us in the Sober Club, just check it out, thesoberclub.com. We have a whole host of inspirational stuff there. I've got some great guests coming up, by the way, in future shows here on the Natural Health and Sobriety Show. Going to be bringing you an expert in gut health, a very specific treatment for digestive issues. So that's going to be fascinating. And a whole load more, of course. And our awards, as you know, are coming up. The Platinum Awards, now closed for entries, but you can still vote for your favourites. You can still nominate. Yeah, we look forward to bringing you the announcements about the winners at some point in September. So thank you so much for listening. You know where to find me on social media, at Janie Lee Grace. I'm very easy to find. Feel free to message me. See you next time. You've been listening to the Natural Health and Sobriety Show on UK Health Radio.